Kimberly Oahand had spent 8 years working in hospice care before she realized no one was really talking candidly about death. She connected with Eagle High School's broadcasting and video technology department, put together a student film crew, and last November they set up an upholstered teal chair at Jump, Jack's urban meeting place in Boise. And during the Dia de los Muertos celebration, the Day of the Dead celebration, they filmed people sitting in that wingback chair, talking honestly about life and death. Participants had a huge range from 8 to 102. And the product, the film product, was appropriately entitled The Teal Chair. And it was presented at this year's Sun Valley Film Festival in Wood River Valley. And this evening at 5 o'clock, it'll be showing in Boise at the Flicks Theater. Kimberly Oahand joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is fascinating, honest conversations about death. You had some of these in the hospice setting. What made you think that this was a topic worthy of further attention?
I think that for the most part, most people don't like to talk about death, and they don't like to talk about hospice. And one thing that I think we miss out as humans is that if you knew you had time to if you knew you had time to do some things that you wouldn't normally do because you knew you had, you know, your life
so
was coming
time.
To an end. Yeah. And so it was supposed to be kind of a softer way of talking about death, is kind of stopping a person in the moment and taking the time to really reflect what's important to them, what quality of life is important to them.
So you throw the chair in center screen, yeah, and you invite people to come and talk to you. How are these interviewees chosen?
We started out just pulling people at the Day of the Dead event at Jump, and we just pulled them in. It was a great collaboration with them at the studio, and we just interviewed them, asked them the single question: if you knew you had limited time, what would you change today? And it was interesting because people weren't really scared to answer that question, even though we put a limited time on their life. But because it wasn't imminent, it was more what if and not you are.
Well, one is particularly touching. Phyllis Redifer is a 102-year-old resident of Meridian. And here she talks about watching friends and loved ones around her as they pass on.
To see my friends who are struggling with health issues, well, it makes me feel sad. I don't want them to suffer, but I don't want to lose them either. And I pray for them to get better, or for the Lord to take them home.
Kimberly, you can hear the pain in Phyllis's voice, and perhaps even the understanding and reflection and the peace.
Yeah, I think as you get older, you start focusing a lot more on relationships, and it gets lonely because all of a sudden you realize that all your friends and family that are your age are starting to pass. And so I think there is that balance of wanting to spend time with them, but knowing that their quality of life is no longer a quality of life. And it's kind of okay to let them pass, to go.
Well, let's understand the perspective, too, and flip that model. You also featured an 8-year-old boy. We don't have tape of that, but what was that like?
He made me smile. He wasn't scared of the question at all. And for him, it was what was immediately in his life. And what I found was that it depended on how old you are. When you're young, everything's just about, you know, it's, you don't have a lot to draw from. And as you get older, it becomes more evident that you want relationships and you want experiences. And so the teenagers and the millennials, if I can stereotype them, wanted experiences. They wanted to do things. They wanted to travel. They wanted to experience life. And then as we started interviewing older, as we age and get older, it was more about, it really came down to relationships and having those relationships restored or continued or fulfilled, that, you know, that's what made their life quality.
We're speaking with Kimberly Oahend. She is the Community Relations Director at Treasure Valley Hospice and the director of The Teal Chair. It's a documentary that's showing this evening at 5 p.m. at the Flix film viewing in Boise. We'd love to hear from you on your comments. You can always reach us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Let's jump into the film, Kimberly. The idea of using a chair, is there a reason why it was this particular teal chair?
Well, teal is the color of our company, and then I happened to find the teal chair. We wanted to start it out as just a YouTube video, and I wanted something really fresh and new, and I wanted people just to kind of be random, not think about it too much. When we asked this one single question, if you knew you had limited time, how would that change the way you live today? And so that's kind of how I got the chair. I was planning on just filming randomly, like move it to a busy corner or a storefront and just film. And then I realized I really had no video technology training whatsoever.
So the static shot worked for you in a variety of ways. Well, also the setting isn't just the teal chair. It's the Day of the Dead celebration
right at
Jump. That has obvious connotations. Did some of your interview subjects pick up on that?
I don't know. I mean, it started with the Day of the Dead because of I wanted something bright. I didn't want the film to be sad. And it was a celebration. And the more I get to understand Day of the Dead, it really is a celebration of people that have passed and remembering them and not being afraid to remember or afraid that they've passed on. And so it was a really perfect setting. And then working with Jump was amazing to work with. And then also Honoring Choices had the Before I Die wall. It started with Candy Chain, and it's an amazing exhibit, and it also talks about, you know, before I die, what do I want to do? And it was kind of a perfect marriage.
What types of things did you hear from people? What do I want to do before I die?
Everything. Like, there was a lot of people that talked about food, relationships, definitely.
Talking about food, trying different types of food?
Yeah, traveling and trying different foods, like eating their way through a country, kind of. And then one gentleman wanted to go back to Antarctica and visit that. And I'm like, wow, you know, some of these are pretty amazing things that we have kind of on our bucket list that we don't do because life is busy.
Let's understand the crew. Students at Eagle High. It's interesting. The stereotype of a high schooler might be impervious. They drive fast. But then also these days, with school shootings, perhaps they're also very vulnerable. What was their feedback working on a project like this?
At first, I think they were really shy. They didn't really want to talk about death and dying. And I still think they are kind of not really wanting to talk about it. But 2 months into the filming, one of their classmates was killed in a tragic car accident. And so I think we forget that, you know, death is ageless. It can happen anytime.
Did you turn the camera on them to talk about that episode?
I never did that because the kids had complete control over what they filmed, and how they edited it. I just provided the material for it, and I didn't. They did all the creative filming in it. I didn't want it sad. I wanted it to be raw. I didn't want it to be perfect, and so I just let them choose what they wanted to do. And then the students, I don't think they really wanted to be interviewed.
There's an opportunity for those in the Treasure Valley to see it tonight. What was the reception like in the Wood River Valley?
I think it was super well received. And then it's been back. Oh, we went back to the community library there. And then the debut at Jump was really well received as well.
Kimberly Oahend, the director of The Teal Chair, showing this evening at the Flix in Boise. Thank you.
Thank you.